Daniel chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar, and the thing was true. But the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 full weeks, and I ate no pleasant bread, neither did there come any flesh or wine into my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all until 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, I then lifted up my eyes, and I looked, and I saw a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded around with fine gold ephahs. His body was also like the beryl, and his face was like the appearance of lightning, and his eyes were like lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet were like in color to polished brass, and the voice, the sound of his words was like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me did not see the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. For this reason I was left alone, and I saw this great vision, and there remained no strength within me, for my comeliness was turned within me to corruption, and I retained no strength. Still I heard the sound of his words, and when I heard the sound of his words, then I was in a deep sleep upon my face, and my face was toward the ground, and a hand touched me, a hand that set me up upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said to me, Daniel, you are a man greatly beloved. Understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, for to you now have I now been sent. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood trembling. And then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before your Elohim, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days. But look, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. And now I've come to make you understand what will befall your people in the latter days, for still the vision is for many days. And when he had spoken such words to me, I set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb, unable to speak. And look, one that looked like a similitude of the sons of men touched my lips, and then I opened up my mouth, and I spoke, and I said to him who stood before me, oh, my master, by the vision my sorrows have turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. For how can the servant of this, my master, talk with this, my master? For as for me, straightway there remains no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. And then there came again and touched in me someone with the appearance that looked like a man, and he strengthened me, and he said, man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. And when he had spoken to me, I was strengthened. And I said, let my master speak, because you have strengthened me. And then he said, do you know why I've come to you? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, look, the prince of Gracia was going to come. But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is no one that holds with me in these things except for Michael, your prince. End of chapter.